Quinny's Best Variety, Mix 97, Justin Anderson. Your drive home, that's the weekend. And dancing in the flames. Trying to stay warm out there. A little chilly with that wind chill here on the Bay of Quinny. It's going to be a cold one overnight tonight. We'll get into that with Mix Satellite Weather coming up in a bit. Well, the Belleville Senators. This is great hockey right there. Hanging out in the studio with us here down at 10 South Front Street, Belleville. Number 34, Stephen Halliday is here. How are you, Stephen?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Now, you look like you're all jacked. You had practice today out on the ice?
Yep, 10:30.
How was it?
It was great. And, you know, just getting back into the flow of things for the week.
Now, of course, there was the Christmas holidays, New Year's. You had to play some hockey, obviously. Did you get a chance to get back to Oakville, maybe see the fam?
Yeah, no, my family lives in Florida now. So it was definitely pretty nice to get down there for some warm weather, so that was great.
Did you get to play some tennis?
I did not, actually. I just took it easy, just trying to rest and relax, and I kind of got the itch to get back on the ice at the end of it, so it was kind of a great reset.
You know, somebody pointed out to me that really you're having a great season right now, sitting third in team scoring with 20 points in your first full AHL season. You've really found your groove. You've been known as a winger in the past, but now you're thriving in the center position. Do you feel like you almost should have started there earlier on?
Yeah, I know. My dad was always a big believer in me playing center, so it's kind of cool how it's all turned out. And I started playing center in junior and kind of just took off with it and kind of developed it from there. But, I'm pretty happy I'm playing center.
Is that because you really like playing both ends, really?
Yeah, I love playing defense. Every I'm just kidding, but I try to be good in both ends, and learning a lot of like the pro game and stuff from the coaches here is definitely what's gonna help me at the next level. So that's kind of what I'm doing right now.
Anyway, AHL fans, especially Belleville Senator fans, are known for their incredible loyalty and their passion. And since joining the team, has there been any memorable moments or interactions with fans you might have had?
I wouldn't say like interactions with any specific fans, but my like first playoff experience, like the atmosphere we had was crazy, and I just thought like it was such a cool fan base with how supportive they were of Belleville. But we went to some schools early on in the year. And a kid ended up having his birthday that I went to one of their schools, and he was like the ice bearing kid, so I got him a stick and signed puck for his birthday. So, and just to see like his face was really cool.
Yeah,
how you can give back to the community is definitely something we all try to do.
And this is something I know about you too. You do a lot of charity work. I know you've done some work with the Humane Society, as well as work with the Gleaners Food Bank, obviously, and the team supports that pretty heavily here in Belleville. But I know you're a big animal lover. Do you ever bring your dog to the rink?
I wish I had my dog here, but my family has a lot of animals. My mom's a huge animal person. We have like four horses, four dogs now, and then she has two crazy kids, obviously. So she does a lot with everyone. So, but I live with my dog at Ohio State. I had a dog there. It's kind of like a family dog I grew up with. It's kind of like every dog like has this person inside a family kind of thing, and her name's Lucy. I couldn't bring her this year just because wasn't really sure like how much I'd be home and stuff, and I kind of wanted to focus on hockey and kind of get acclimated to the pro like travel and stuff.
So yeah,
didn't bring her, but I got to see her over the holidays. It was a little too short for me, but I love working with the Humane Society. Tried to reach out here and do something. I'm trying to still do some stuff with them, but just trying to do whatever I can to help like animal shelters and stuff. That's kind of my favorite thing to work with. But
let me ask you about your downtime when you're not playing hockey. And I mean, you don't live that far from Belleville. Have you been to the area before?
I've never. My grandpa has been a couple times. There's a cool like museum of the air stuff, I think.
Right? Oh yes, the RCAF museum.
Yeah, he's told me about that a couple times. I have been a little bit of it, but me and Wyatt get out a lot. It was my roommate Bon Giovanni's number five, but I wouldn't say I've been here before, but definitely we've done our fair share of sightseeing and stuff. So,
what's your favorite place in Belleville so far besides the arena?
I don't know. We went downtown. Like, there's obviously, like, the harbor is pretty cool to walk around kind of downtown.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say we have, like, a favorite spot, but we go to Benji's a lot, which is, like, a cafe or coffee spot, like, downtown. Kind of hang out there a lot.
I notice all you hockey players love your coffee.
Yeah, you know, Wyatt, me and Wyatt are pretty big into just trying with random stuff, with the whether it's, like, coffee beans and stuff. But, yeah, I can't really pinpoint my favorite one, but there's some cool spots for sure.
Nice. Well, David Foote's here in the studio hanging out with us. It's good to see you again, David.
You too.
Hope you had a great holiday. And I know the Belleville Senators are gearing up for some fun activities with some back-to-back action on ice.
Yeah, lots of stuff going on this weekend. Friday night's our Bell Let's Talk night, so we'll be focusing on mental health and the importance of keeping your mental health a priority. We'll have an increased focus on youth mental health this year, so some representatives from the Hastings Prince Edward Learning Foundation will be by to accept a donation from Bell. So that'll be a lot of fun on Friday night. And then Sunday afternoon, our family fun day at 3 p.m. We'll have face painting and games and crafts and stuff for the kids before the game. And then after the game, the guys will be signing autographs for fans. The whole team will be available to sign autographs. So yeah, great weekend to get out and see the guys in action, because next week we're on the road. So it'll be a couple more weeks before they're back home again.
Well, these Scranton Penguins, let me tell you, these are two teams with a bit of history. I mean, 63 matchups in the HL. The Penguins have won 40 of those games, while the Senators have won 23. 8 have been decided overtime with shootouts. What are your thoughts? I mean, as a commentator for hockey.
Well, that's probably going back to the Binghamton days, I would imagine, as well, as with the Senators, because I think we only usually see them a couple times a year. But they're always tight games, from what I can recall, and the teams, you know, turn over so much year to year. But they're quick. They transition well. They move the puck well. They have pretty good goaltending, and they're a little tough as well. Boku Imama, who was here with us last year, is playing for Wilkes-Barre now, so he'll be back in the building, and it'll be interesting to see how it is to see him on the other side of things. And our old equipment manager, Matt Mitchell, is coming back with Wilkes-Barre as well.
So nice.
We'll see some familiar faces, but great opportunity to pick up some points against an opponent from outside the division. So.
Well, Stephen, it sounds like you and the boys are really meshing out there on the ice this year. Are you looking forward to the weekend?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely, I played on a line with Boko last year, so it's going to... Hopefully I don't see him too much on the ice, but it'll be fun just to get back on the ice. But yeah, no, that was fun.
Well, that's awesome. Thanks for stopping by the studio, Stephen. And David, great to see you as well. Get your tickets now for the Belleville Senators coming up this weekend.
Wendy's has a new...